In Tasmania, environmentalists are concerned about the impact of fire on nature. 15 of the biggest trees in Australia are believed to have been destroyed by bushfires in Tasmania over summer. The discovery has only just recently been made by a group of giant tree enthusiasts who've been given special permission to visit the damaged forest. Our reporter, Felicity Ogilvie, joined them on their search and prepared this exclusive report.
Victorian teacher Brett Mifsud climbs over fallen logs and dodges slippery moss as he walks through the Tasmanian bush searching for big trees. This temperate rainforest about an hour south of Hobart is a place he has been visiting for almost 30 years.
One good thing about the fire is the leeches are thin on the ground because they've all been fried, so that's a blessing.
He's come to see if a 500-year-old giant eucalypt with a base 19 metres wide has survived the devastating summer bushfires.
Don't step on that bit.
Instead of a 70-metre-tall tree, he finds its blackened stump and a tangle of dead branches and leaves on the ground.
It's hard to recognise this as a tree. In a few years' time, people come and go, what was here? It's just a burnt bit of mess.
Brett Mifsud has a photo of himself next to the tree from about 10 years ago, and he looks tiny in comparison.
When you see this, it's a little bit depressing because that could mean a lot of our biggest trees will be looking just like this. This is one of our top 20 trees in Australia for size, and now it's just a pile of ash, really.
A four-day search brings more bad news. A total of 15 big trees have been lost in the blaze that took out thousands of hectares of forest. About half that land is managed by State Forests, and Suzette Weeding is from Sustainable Timber Tasmania.
It's an incredibly difficult situation to go in and protect individual trees in a forest fire situation, particularly one of that scale, where there's a range of priorities being protected and or to be managed, including life and infrastructures.
But not every giant was felled by the fire.
There she is, still some green leaves.
Brett Mifsud stands in the shadow of Australia's tallest tree, Centurion. This giant is almost 100 metres tall.
Do you know what? This is a superficial burn around it, I reckon.
Suzette Weeding says Sustainable Timber Tasmania managed to get firefighters in to protect Centurion.
They put some retardant in and around the tree. They pushed back some of the debris from around the base of the tree. That one had slightly easier access than some of the others.
A fire scientist at the University of Tasmania, Professor David Bowman, warns that climate change is going to bring more blazes that will kill protected trees.
So what we have to do is intervene in the field to provide fire breaks, change fuel, maybe irrigate.
Back in the ashes of the fallen tree, Brett Mifsud notices several tiny bright green shoots emerging from the ground.
We've got rebirth here. These are Eucalyptus regnans seedlings, exactly the same species as just this massive tree here, just 500 years younger.
The question now is working out how to protect these potential new giants from a future scientists say will be hotter, drier, and even more fire-prone.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.